Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 154. Today is May 7th, 2013. If I can do it, anyone can. I frequently get emails and phone calls from people who've been struggling for many years, people who are unhappy with their lives much of the time. They ask, is there anything that could possibly improve my life and allow me to be truly happy? The best way to answer that question is to relate a personal story. For most of my life, I woke up every morning afraid to face the day. I was depressed and unhappy almost all the time. I had screwed up two marriages and was arguing a lot in my third. I was obsessively concerned with being accepted by others. I considered suicide several times as the only way I knew to stop the pain. At some point, I started keeping a journal in which I wrote how I was feeling, what I thought was the source of my miserable state of affairs, escaped the horrific life I was living. Here's an excerpt from that journal on May 11th, 1988, almost 25 years ago. I had created the Lefkoe belief process 3 years earlier, but I still didn't fully understand how it worked and how to apply it effectively. At that point, I was focusing on using the Lefkoe belief process in business rather than with individual clients, as I had been a management consultant for many years before I created the Lefkoe belief process. When I wrote this entry, I had eliminated a few beliefs, but my life was still a real mess. Here's what I wrote. I feel afraid. Nothing I do seems to work. I'm never going to get work. I had filed for bankruptcy a few years earlier, and making money was still very difficult. There's something wrong with me that's responsible for people not wanting me. Maybe I'll never figure out what the belief is that's in the way. Maybe there are so many of them, I'll never find them all. I just want to quit. I want to run away and hide. I can't face my wife, Shelley. She's being so brave, trying to deal with her own fears while getting ready to have a baby. Brittany, our second child, was born 4 weeks later on June 6, 1988. It's so hard on her. I feel guilty for not being able to provide a few simple things because I don't have the money, and she's so concerned. What's going on? Several companies that have expressed an interest in what we offer either have not hired me or have told me they'll not be able to use me. What do I believe or have I believed that may have led to this reality? I'm going unconscious. I can't focus. When I look, I get nothing and start to go to sleep. I'm efforting and struggling. I'm making it hard on Shelley. The overall stress and pressure, and specifically money for fixing up Brittany's room, basic clothing, etc. I'm unable to buy a lot of things we'd like for Brittany. People who say they want to hire me are not doing it. People who say they'll call back are not calling back. I'm frustrated a lot. I'm not getting to manifest my vision, at least according to my pictures. I'm not getting a chance to make the contribution to people that I want to make. I feel I have so much to offer to people. I can make such a difference in so many ways, and I'm doing nothing. I'm feeling very inefficacious. I haven't been able to produce the results I'm committed to producing. I'm feeling there's something wrong with me. I've got a hidden flaw, something basically wrong with me that's messing up my life, and I can't do anything about it. Fast forward to May 7th, 2013. If I were still writing a journal, here's what I'd write today. I'm living in bliss. I'm more than merely happy. I'm totally content. I feel like I live in the creative state almost all the time. In other words, I feel as if anything's possible. I have no limitations, and there's nothing at all missing from my life. After identifying and eliminating all the relevant beliefs and conditionings that caused my depression, my neediness, my compulsive concern with what other people thought of me, those problems disappeared. That cleared away most of the negatives from my daily life. At that point, my relationship with Shelley and my kids was very good. I started getting the Lefkoe method out into the world. The next major breakthrough came after I developed the Lefkoe occurring process about 3 years ago. I stopped giving meaning almost all the time, and dissolving the unconscious and automatic meaning we give events is now automatic. As a result, my negative feelings have pretty much stopped. I no longer feel anxious, angry, upset, sad, etc. My relationship with Shelley and my two girls has become amazing. I haven't had even a small argument with Shelley for many, many months. Nothing my kids do upsets me. My life has gone from very good to incredibly good. There are no words to describe how good I feel today. If I had one wish for everyone in the world, it would be to feel as good as I feel now. It took me 25 years to get from how badly I felt in 1988 to how incredible I feel now. But that's only because I didn't fully understand how the LEFCO belief process worked during the first few years. I also didn't have the conditioning processes, the who am I really process to get into an altered state of consciousness, and most importantly, the LEFCO occurring process, which got rid of virtually all my negative feelings. Today, it's possible to get from the miserable state I wrote about in 1988 to the incredible high I feel almost every day now in a relatively short period of time. If I did it, so can you. There's no need to suffer any longer. Anything is possible. You have no real limitations. You now have available to you all the tools you need to create a life where it feels as if there's nothing missing. Stop suffering. Enjoy your life. Take action today. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please post your questions or comments about the shift in my life and what you can do to achieve the same results on my blog at MortyLefco.com. Your comments will add value for thousands of readers. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. Don't forget, if you think others will find my podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of my post at MortyLefco.com. And finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the LEFCO belief process, please go to recreateyourlife.com where you can eliminate several limiting beliefs free. Have a great week. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefco.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.